'cause Freddy's dead.
Sorry.
Your mom didn't know that Landon and I
were married.
Which made me laugh. What did you tell her our relationship was? Aaron Kozak.
Huh?
Did you think I was talking to Landon?
My mom didn't know that we were married.
I said your mom didn't know that we were married.
I have told her that you were married so many times.
She goes, "Oh, I didn't know Landon was your husband." And yeah. I laughed because I was like, "What did Kozak tell her?" Just three people.
I think she just feels like there's something more family oriented about it since it's a husband.
I know. That's why I pushed it. I wanted the Christian agenda to like our show.
She's not going to like this show.
No, I don't think so.
She was very nice. I did make quite a few rape jokes. So we'll see if she likes them. Hi.
Welcome back.
It's been a... I was about to say something racist, and I didn't. Aren't you proud of me? I've grown.
Can I guess what it was?
Except, I don't think that's racist.
No. I don't think it is either. It's not based on anything racist.
You're talking about Coon Day, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a Coon
Day. That's country. That has nothing to do with race at all.
But then I've had many people tell me that it was racist.
I don't even understand. That's a misnomer. In general, it's just kind of been
that's not racist at all. I have confirmed it and verified it.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's...
You asked your black friend.
That's country.
We're all white people here.
No, that's because that's country. That's not even.
Right?
We're all white people here, but I would say implicitly.
Speak for yourself.
It's probably not racist.
Yeah, no one says that. You need to go. Why don't you go look it up on the internet?
Just to explore it a little further, do raccoons really live a long time?
No, I think it's just.
I don't know. Only jellyfish and lobsters are technically immortal. Fun facts, huh?
Technically immortal.
They are. They've found 400-year-old jellyfish. They have found lobsters that live well into their hundreds. And basically, they're like, well, we don't kill them.
Hundreds is still different than immortal.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, I believe that if you don't kill them.
I'll give you the jellyfish thing because they can regenerate their cells, but the lobsters, no.
I think lobsters are vampires of the sea.
Status updates.
Status updates.
That's it? Wait. We have... When is this going to air? Will your show be over by the time this airs?
Yes.
Is this last weekend?
There's one more weekend, but I think the last weekend sold out anyway. But yeah, we can say something.
So there'll be one more weekend. Kozak's play, Round Rock. Reprise.
You are definitely not going to see it if you're hearing about it on this podcast.
You probably won't see it.
You are not going to see it.
Because you've probably already seen it.
Because it's already gone.
Anyways. We've been away, busy with life. Now we're back.
Lots of life.
Go Bells. We have status updates. We've got a million yards of status updates. BT dubs.
That's fun.
Let's get a traditional intro.
I did it already.
Did you? Okay. I feel like I stepped on it.
Status updates.
Better. We have train wreck.
Train wreck.
Might have tonight off. Thinking of going to a movie. Anyone free for a date?
General asking
for a date on
the Facebook.
Somebody's cruising
good
for a next
stuff.
Former fiance.
Good.
Former fiance.
All right. Ever since I've been to New York, I can't stand to watch movies that were made there. It's because I wish I was actually there.
That's not a train wreck, right?
No, it's just a human. These are all just humans.
Just a human.
I really wish I was there.
It's because I wish I was there.
I really love it there.
This one begins with hashtag real talk. When I miss my grandparents, I'll do something that reminds me of them. So tonight for dessert, I have cornbread crumbled up in milk. Even though they live 15 hours away, they're still with me in my living room tonight. I like this one because it made it sound like they were dead at first.
Yeah, totally made it sound
like... But they're still alive.
Can we also go back to the cornbread in the milk thing?
Or the hashtag real talk? What makes it real talk?
That's not what
I'm going to be real with you guys. I'm eating cornbread for dinner. That's pretty much what he said.
I'm with you. I don't think that that's necessarily what's qualified in real talk.
Guys, let me be real with you for a second.
Real talk. We should have a real talk segment where we say things that are real.
Everything is real.
It needs to be real talk.
I had a drive to work today. That's real talk.
I have a real talk. Anyone want to come over and keep me company? I just got another steroid shot and feel horrible. Frowny face.
That's a professional bodybuilder.
Come over. I feel horrible.
You know. Come does anyone want to come hang out? I feel horrible. All right. I have another one. I am so blessed to have a hubby that enjoys bringing me coffee in bed every morning, 7 days a week. He reads our daily devotional while we sip coffee in bed and enjoy looking out at the lake. I treasure our quiet time together with brownie between us, of course.
So that means a huge shit that she just took from all the
she
coffee.
She takes a dump in the bathtub.
It's probably an animal. It's not a shit.
Why? How did you deduce?
It's not a shit.
She takes a dump.
It's an animal.
An animal of a dump.
A brown animal. I used to have a cat named Brownie.
Did you?
I did.
Was it raped by Landon's noise machine?
No, it wasn't. It's dead.
Is that your real talk?
That's real talk.
Real talk.
Hashtag Brownie's dead.
He ran
Hashtag
away.
Brownie's dead.
He's fluffy.
Ooh. Okay, this one is the trifecta. Too soon, Landon.
We all miss Brownie. R.I.P. Brownie.
Anyone have the urge to come help me unload my new hot tub? This person liked the status. And then he commented, I mean, it's new to me, LOL. There were no other comments. Hey, do you want to come unload
my used hot tub? Asking someone to unload your new...
I do think I would enjoy a hot tub.
Asking someone to unload your new hot tub is definitely different than asking someone to unload your used hot tub.
Oh.
My previously soiled hot tub?
All right, this is not sad girl, but she could be
this
called
girl
sad
is
girl.
Sad.
I wish I had a real mom. And then 3 minutes later, and I wish my dad was alive.
Don't want to forget that one.
I like that one. Because I got uncomfortable.
That's sad. I wish I had a real mom.
You know what's sad? That her real mom read that.
And liked it.
And frowny face.
I wish I had a real mom.
Honey, I wish you would stop saying that.
I wish my dad was alive.
I wish my dad was alive.
That's sad.
I wish my stepdad was alive.
All right. Here's one of my favorites. Now, we don't have video capabilities, as this is a podcasting radio television show. So the punchline is the video that I can't show, but let me just read everything around it. Please watch this. The battle is real, people. Beware. This is a video, quote unquote, proving that Beyonce and Jay-Z are Satan worshipers and have hidden messages in all of their songs and performances.
Wait, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Like, so they're suggesting that this video is proof that...
Proof.
That Jay-Z and Beyonce are devil worshippers.
And are trying to...
Convert followers.
Convert all of our children.
Okay, what is the video?
Four people liked it.
Okay.
One person said, wow, Jay-Z has got to see the similarities, especially his shirt with the quote that satanics use. How could you not see it? There's some shirt with some vague thing that they drew a line towards and said, this is a Satan worshiper, whatever. Okay, and then the person that posted it said, I think he most definitely sees the similarities. The expose said that he and Beyonce were aware of the layered meaning of the triangle and other references. Either way, That's what I love. Either way, they are both being used as pawns in Satan's plan to destroy. What greater music sensations have an influence on both girls and boys at the same time than those, quote, power couple? Satan has found a mouthpiece through those two, and people watch and listen.
Who is that person?
Well, someone from my sorority. Someone who made me want to get off Facebook, and someone who I am now going to start a relationship with again. You know, thank you. Hey, girl, what are you doing? Got any fun?
It's crazy about Jay-Z, huh?
Have you been reading about this Jay-Z? It's kind of weird.
He All does right. the hip-hop music, doesn't he?
Oh, the hip-hop
Dude,
music.
Anybody who thinks that Beyonce...
First of all, is so Jesus-y.
Smart enough.
Oh, she's so
first
dumb.
First of all,
she's
to so even dumb. Come up with something like that.
I know, Beyonce is so dumb. And that's, like, they one dumb. Of the one of their reasons was that she always says Sasha Fierce is that, like, her other... personality that comes out on stage. I'm like, she's just an idiot, guys. She's just trying to explain her adrenaline rush she gets
if
on stage.
If you like it, then should have put a ring
Thank
on
you.
It. Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
Yes, I'm flying time flying. Yes, I'm flying time flying.
That's what the background singers are singing.
Hail Satan in the background.
Yeah, hail Satan.
Yeah, Jay-Z. That's pretty great.
S to the A, D, A to the M. Wait, I mean, Hova.
All right. Falling asleep to the sounds of rain and thunder. Life is amazing. Thank you.
Barring.
That's a long cricket sound effect.
Oh. Uh-oh. Our guard dog. Ugh, seriously? Cutting in to Access Hollywood with breaking news for the Pope? And someone commented, relax.
Which I mean, I do love telling the person who's upset that Access Hollywood got broken into to relax, because I'm all for that. It's like, you know what,
dude, relax.
Maybe just keep that comment.
Got bigger
in your pocket.
Fish to fry.
It's okay.
It's we're gonna be fine.
Hashtag white person problem.
All right, ready? Wow, my father-in-law just won Man of the Year. I am so proud. First of all.
Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm. Man of the Year for, like...
For what?
Man of the Year.
Period.
Exclamation point.
Of everyone?
As voted by his peers?
Everyone.
Over me?
I have a lot of questions.
I didn't remember voting for him.
Man of the Year.
I want to be the Man of the Year.
You're my Man of the
You should
year.
Be...
Hear that?
Hashtag liar.
You should be, you know, promoted.
Hashtag blessed.
By the organization that does that every year that we're all very aware of.
Very. I'm still... baffled.
You should have responded to that.
NRA is Man of the Year.
Aw, Nura. Hold on, I'm getting up a whole slew of fatty. You guys. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
How many episodes is this?
How many 71. Episodes is this?
And I'm about to present a lot of fatty updates after my final civilian update. It's just nothing but fatties.
We should save some of them so that it goes on forever.
Absolutely not. I'm not worried
they
about
do go
finding
on forever.
I'm not worried about finding more fatties.
They do go on forever.
All right. What do you all think of the name Southern Health Hospitality for a clinic name?
What do we think of what?
Southern Health Hospitality for a clinic name.
That is one of the worst like reaches worst I've ever name. Heard.
Southern Health Hospitality.
Southern like, Health. It actually
you
makes
can't
you
say
have
it.
A list.
What
health
is that?
Hospitality.
That's a stupid name.
Say
Who
it.
Who is that?
Another girl from my sorority.
Southern Health Hospitality.
See, it causes you to have a list.
Southern Health Hospitality.
Health Hospitality. Health Hospitality.
Did you get the one I sent? Did you get mine? I sent you a bunch.
Apparently not.
I didn't hear any of the ones I sent.
Well, hold on, Kozak.
Didn't get his red, guys.
Oh, I have them. Here they are. Hold on. You sent me two.
Oh, that's a bunch.
I know. All right, ready?
There's two in a bunch. These are from Kozak, guys. So the people that said them are people that Kozak knows.
And also Kozak likes to remain anonymous. So when he sends me them in this time, he's like,
so if you're in Kozak's Facebook these friend, two. Well,
you weren't going to read them, and these were
I forgot. I don't feel like such a hot mess anymore. I've been on Abilify, Celexa, and Ativan plus Norco for chronic disc issues in the lumbar region for a month now, and I feel great.
Two minutes later, she posted, "Somebody want to come over? I don't feel good right now."
Can you read it again for me?
Yeah,
just one time.
Now that I can stop tripping over these words, I don't feel like such a hot mess anymore. I've been on Abilify, Celexa, Ativan, plus Norco for chronic disc tissues in the lumbar region for a month now, and I feel great! Honk indeed, Landon. Honk indeed.
That made me laugh real hard when I saw it.
All right, ready? I find it odd that not one person at work yesterday noticed my new dark hair, but today, within the first 30 minutes of being here, I've had 5 people ask about 2 small bruises on my arm.
Well, that one didn't go as well, but the first one looked great.
Should have loved the first one.
No, I'm just mostly excited that she's being abused.
I kind of thought the other one would be sprinkled in there appropriately. It's where it wouldn't, but since it's been isolated, you kind of really, okay. It doesn't...
Don't blame the lineup on why your joke failed, Kozak.
I'm just telling you,
it would have been funnier layered in.
It's Anna's fault that you're batting 500.
Here's what we'll do. We'll read 3 fatties, and then we'll come back and see if it plays.
It won't play.
No, we won't do that.
Okay. Now we have fatty updates.
Fatty updates.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been waiting for these. The poor old Latin man behind me in the grocery store line could not have been more perplexed as to why the little white girl in front of him was buying a pound of dried Anjo chilies. Guess what I'm eating right now? Hashtag leftover chili. Sitting at Roberta's bar eating dinner alone. My steak comes out. I take a photo of it, but try to be stealth. Guy next to me goes, "You're one of those people, huh?" Guilty.
Fatties.
They're all fatty.
No, I'm saying,
yeah,
that's what he was implying. No, no. You're one of those people. And then he made a circular motion around his waist area.
You're a fat, aren't you?
You're one of those people, huh?
So, I need someone to come over to my apartment in 7-ish hours, remove a pork roast from a slow cooker, shred the meat, return it to slow cooker, and bring it to me at the high horse. This is a serious request. I would owe you big time. Today was a good day. Celebrating.
No one liked that.
Today was a good day. Celebrating with a nice but modest little meal for myself before I have to crack down on the spending. 4 likes.
On food.
When you're broke but your body isn't well, do you go for cheap or healthy dinner? This is an appropriate lunch, yes? Hashtag no drinking, hashtag craving sugar. It's a picture of some greens with lots of Parmesan and some pie with lots of powdered sugar. And thus concludes
the fatty updates.
I find it odd that not one person at work yesterday noticed my new dark hair. But today, within the first 30 minutes of being here, I've had like 5 people ask about 2 small bruises on my arm.
That's pretty good.
It's so true.
Oh my God. Did it play better?
It definitely played better.
It played better.
It definitely played better.
We'll test the temperature of the room in a little bit. Maybe I'll throw it back.
It played better. I will say that it...
Ew. Oh, the nose plays. The nose plays.
That's funny.
Thoughts for me.
We have got some really lovely news on the news.
News on the news.
Can you sing it this time?
News on the news. On the news. On the news. On the news.
On the news. You didn't come in. I was waiting for you to do it.
I know. That's why.
You should have gone.
News on the news.
I didn't want to be part of it.
News on the news.
beautiful. You should go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hey, about two more minutes of that, and I would have been in.
Aerosmith is in it.
There's lots of people in it, you know?
That's the point. That's the point.
There's a lot of people in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
That is also not a great... baseball's been around for over 120 years. It's a previous conversation.
Rock and Roll's been around for 60, 70...
How many...
16 years?
60, 70.
I thought you said what do you think the ratio to baseball players to rock and roll bands is?
I don't know.
Four to one.
It's not a lot.
I don't know.
It's pretty wide swath, I'd say.
I don't understand sports or statistics. So then the Rock Hall should be
more impressive to get in.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because there's more bands than there are baseball players.
No, there's not. I'm not so saying. I don't think that there are more bands than there have been baseball players in the history of baseball.
Oh, there! I bet you there are. Let's do a study. let's conduct a study.
Let's put it this way.
If you have any facts regarding...
Let's put it this way. We should go by qualifications. How many bands are qualified to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame versus how many bands are qualified to go in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
To make the Rock and Roll
There's probably... Hall of Fame. Probably... I still think bands. I just think there's more bands.
They are eligible for induction 25 years after the first release of their first record.
That's literally the only requirement? That's pretty impressive.
Is Tennessee Ernie Ford in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Why not?
Because they could fit him and the Red Hot Chili Peppers in.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers had their place in time. I'm seeing them this weekend at Coachella. Give it away now.
Are they playing in the side seat?
No, are they headlining?
They are one of the... I don't know if they are the headliner, but they are definitely
They're not even the headliner at I just found out I was going today. They should be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know. I just found out I was going today. I don't know. And you know what? I saw Leonard Cohen not on the main stage at Coachella, and he's definitely got to be a Hall of Fame type guy.
I mean, if you really want to compare the life works of Leonard Cohen to Red Hot Chili Peppers, I'm just saying
the stage and the time is not comparable to their Hall of Fame
not
status.
Not when the Red Hot Chili Peppers are only famous for being famous.
Red Hot Chili Peppers had some jams. Under the Bridge is a jam. Give It Away is a jam.
Anthony Kiedis is tone deaf. You can't have a lead singer in your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band that is tone deaf.
Californication.
Apparently you are too.
I don't. That's how it goes.
Auto-tune should be in the Hall of Fame.
Californication.
Let's move on. Let's move on, dude. Seriously, because this is
so many jams.
I find it odd that not one person at work yesterday noticed my new dark hair, but today, within the first 30 minutes of being here, I've had like 5 people ask about 2 small bruises on my arm.
I will put that one as better than the first one, but not better than the second one.
Thank you.
The second one was much better.
You guys, it's Ozzy Osbourne.
Anna, can we move on from this? I'm kidding. Seriously.
Stress ball fail to curb temper. A man lost his temper when he was sacked from his job packing anti-stress balls. Darren Baldwin turned on the warehouse manager who dismissed him, then clashed with the fellow worker who went to the manager's aid. At one stage, he pulled out 2 knives. Baldwin.
I got a knife for you, and I got a knife for you.
44 of Sidford Court, Blackpool, admitted a fray and assault when he appeared before Blackpool magistrates. Tracy Yates, prosecuting, says when novelty firm SPS said they were having to let Baldwin go from his temporary job, just keep that in mind, his manager, who passed on the bad news, was punched in the face. She said,
what?
Yeah, she said, Baldwin then produced 2 knives, and the victim was in fear of his life. Oh, she is Tracy as the prosecutor. Oh, damn it. I thought I was the manager. Baldwin showed the knives to his colleagues and started to shout threats like, I will cut you up.
Don't make me bust out Bonnie and Clyde, motherfucker.
That was paraphrased. The court heard Baldwin left the Sycamore trading estate in Blackpool where the company was based. He was arrested later. In interviews, he denied the offenses, but changed his plea on the day of a planned trial. Da 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 da. Stress balls.
I'm gonna stab you. I'm gonna stab you too. Got two knives.
I think stab, like a double stabbing motion, is probably more stress relieving than the stress ball.
We need a double stabbing. We got one stabbing, and we need a second stabbing.
You know, I'm gonna bring a second knife to work today, just in case one isn't enough.
It's charming. He works at a stress ball factory. It can be stressful.
Temporary job.
Temporary job. We should have a category called fucking Las Vegas based on this story.
You know, Kevin and Bean do a fucking Florida. They call it something else, though. They call it What's Wrong with Florida.
I like fucking Florida better.
They're more popular than we are on iTunes.
But they suck a lot.
So you're crazy. They're the best. They're the best morning show. You've never listened to them. We are a knockoff Kevin and Bean.
No, we're not.
We are two guys and a girl, just like Kevin and Bean. We have sound drops, just like Kevin and Bean.
Ironic sound drops.
And it's funny because it seems like Kevin and Bean would include the female's name. It's almost as if like they treat her like a lesser than associate.
Well, they were the ones that started the radio show.
Do they talk about how hot she is ever?
Yes, they have a bill. Really? They have a bill that they've dinged for her.
And then she just kind of goes, "You guys." A lot.
I don't know. I like Lisa. Huh. She's good.
Yeah, that's weird that I've never seen the show and I can absolutely
nobody makes fun of Lisa.
What the fucking show is like?
Are you Lisa? It.
The hot girl.
You're the Lisa.
I'm probably the Bean.
You're my Bean.
Flick your bean. Oh. All right, let's move on.
You're probably the Kevin. Ugh. No, actually, you're probably the Bean, and I'm probably the Kevin.
Can
and
we
Landon
stop
is probably
comparing
the Lisa
May. Anything to whatever that show is? Parody. Fucking Las Vegas.
Fucking Las Vegas! Las Vegas!
A Las Vegas woman was arrested Tuesday after authorities caught her having sex with a pit bull in her backyard, according to Metro Police. In an arrest report released Wednesday, police said they were called to a home in the 300 block of North 16th Street. I hate that one. Where 23-year-old Kara Van Der Eyck was engaging in sexual acts with the animal in full view of neighbors. Police said the woman stood up and greeted officers with a "Hi." Van Der Eyck appeared to be under the influence of drugs or was mentally ill. According to the report, police said she could not identify herself and was unable to answer questions about the current date or name of the president. She was quoted telling officers, "I'm bipolar." She also admitted to taking prescription medication, but was not sure if she was on them at the time.
Will you stop petting Jack like that, Kozak? Especially after the story, this is kind of... Especially knowing the nature of Jack's feelings for you, it's just inappropriate.
I can pet Jack if I want to,
so to speak. It's just the heavy petting that I have a problem with.
He was rubbing his butt on the floor while she was reading that, and you guys didn't see it.
That's good. Thank you for telling me.
He got really turned on.
Kozak, true or false, you have had sex with at least 5 pit bulls.
I've never had sex with any pit bulls or
can
any
you
dogs.
Can prove it?
That seems like a very specific way to answer that question, Kozak.
I've never had sex with an animal.
Okay.
Or a man. Or an alien?
Don't human females count as both animals and man?
Nice.
I'm just saying. I'm going to get you on a technicality.
No kittens. I find it. I'm just kidding. Our last one before our ultimate fucking Florida. Police. Man broke into a firehouse, masturbated on the gear.
Where is this, Vegas?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Of course.
A man faces multiple charges after police said he broke into Metro Firehouse on Jefferson Street while intoxicated and masturbated on gear. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Nicholas Gonzalez shattered one of the bay window doors on the building, broke in, pulled gear out of lockers in a storage room, and was found masturbating on the gear. Police said he was under the influence of alcohol, and when they asked why he broke in, he stated, "Because I want to.
I'm gonna jack up on your stuff. Jesus. I'm gonna get in this firehouse. I'm gonna jack up on this stuff."
What is sexually arousing about breaking in.
I gotta break this glass. I got stuff I gotta jerk off on.
I mean, there are guys that can't jerk off in, like, sperm banks or in life. And then he can burglar. He can burgle a firehouse and beat off.
Oh, this firehouse. And then burgle himself.
Burgling is a favorite verb.
Burgle.
To burgle.
Turd burglar.
You just turd burglar.
I'm gonna jack up on your stuff.
That just seems less funny and more terrifying.
I'm going to jack off on your stuff. I'm going to walk into your firehouse and I'm going to jack off on your stuff.
I like it better when you play it straight. Lord knows you're not.
Anyways. Stop eyeballing Jack, Jose.
I'm going to jack off on your stuff.
What? We have the ultimate fucking Florida.
Ultimate fucking Florida.
I have a hard time thinking that you can call this the ultimate fucking Florida.
Just wait, Henry. Here comes.
Anna, I mean, there's the sheer magnitude of what you are suggesting.
We're gonna jump the shark after this.
I mean,
it's official. We need to find a new state to pick on. Meet the man who wants to become a disposable Kotex maxi pad.
I heard the story.
I heard about this. This is not the ultimate fucking Florida.
Kevin and Bean did this story.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to kill myself on Friday. If you mention Kevin and the Bean one more time, I'm going to kill myself on air. Well, then fine. Fuck you both. I'm not doing it.
Google it, you fucks.
Do it. Come on.
No. My
bad. I'm just telling you the truth.
All right.
Could have just been on Howard Stern, for God's sake. That's where they got it from.
We have a Tyler Perry update.
Oh, I love Tyler Perry.
Who doesn't?
He has a new movie out, doesn't he?
Oh, I saw it.
Temptation.
Kevin and the Bean cover this, or should I not do the Tyler Perry Temptation?
They have talked about it a little bit.
Okay, well, then maybe we shouldn't talk about it.
Should I read it?
I don't know.
It's not Kevin and the Bean, too. It's Kevin and Bean.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so much less ridiculous, Anna. Come on.
I'm sorry. Kevin and Bean.
They've only been doing it for like 30 years.
Only 40 years. All right. Can we get some music for Tyler Perry? For Kevin and the Bean's pitch man to read the Tyler Perry story? He's going to read a Tyler Perry. We have a Tyler Perry newsletter.
Oh, a newsletter. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yes. I saw the movie Temptation.
Let's just briefly go into that.
Is it good? It looked good in the trailers.
If you like Kevin and Bean.
If you like Tyler Perry and you like
drama. If you like Kevin and the
you
Bean.
You might like those.
And the other girl who's also been on the show.
Spoiler alert. If you cheat on your husband, you will get AIDS. That's the message.
No.
Also, if you don't cook dinner for your husband, you're gonna get AIDS.
And then get AIDS.
She gets AIDS?
There were multiple references to women not cooking for their man.
See, this is the thing about Tyler Perry that as not avid Tyler Perry viewers, we don't realize is that apparently this is the kind of shit that happens in his stories. That it's all normal and like there's lighthearted laughs, but like then like they mentioned like
some rape or something horrible. Well,
it's too bad you had to watch your father kill himself while he was on crack.
And it's very casual.
They like make light of it. Oh, it's nerd. Crazy.
Hello. Thank you. All right, you got some music for TP.
Or they could talk about like how Tyler Perry just plagiarizes Martin Lawrence bits.
Hello.
Speak to me, Tyler.
Talking with Tyler Perry. A little fast. Hey, Anna. First, let me just say thanks for another great weekend for Temptation.
You're welcome.
The movie is doing just what I hoped it would do. It is speaking to marriages and relationships all over. Thank you for seeing it in the theaters. It is really changing lives. Now on to why I'm writing. It's about 6 a.m. here, really quiet. The kind of quiet where even a still, small voice can sound like a scream. I was sitting here thinking about the first time I took a flight on a small private jet. Many of you know that I'm an aviation buff. I love planes and flying. That's crazy, seeing as how my passion for it started out as a way to get over my fears. And my first flight was my scariest.
Tell us, Papa Tyler.
That morning, when I got to the airport, it was cloudy, raining, and cold. I told the pilots that I was a nervous flyer and asked how the weather was. He said, "It's rough down low, but great up high." Now I'm looking at the sky. It didn't look so great up high to me. But I said a prayer and got on. We took off. It was so turbulent. I was bouncing all over the place. I sat there thinking, why would they tell me the weather was fine? After about 10 minutes of being bounced around, I asked the pilots why it was so rough. They told me it would get better as soon as they were allowed to climb higher. I asked who was holding us at that altitude, and they said, air traffic control. There was a lot of planes in the area, and for our own safety, we had to stay at that altitude. I sat down, bouncing around some more, white-knuckled and all, until the flight attendant told me that we had just been cleared to climb higher. I felt the plane pitch up and thrust of those powerful jet engines kick in. We bounced some more. It seemed to have gotten worse. Visibility through my window was non-existent. I was about to ask them to land and let me off the plane.
Let me off the plane!
But then we broke through the clouds. There was the sun, and the air was so smooth that it didn't even feel like we were moving. By now, I'm sure you're wondering, why am I reading all this?
Yes, we are. We are wondering that. Tyler, please tell us.
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, good.
Flying through the rough weather is a lot like making it through life. Sometimes there are a lot of dark clouds, a lot of bad moments. So bad that you want to give up, or turn around like I wanted to. Sometimes you can't go higher because something or someone is trying to hold you back, or you're being held at that altitude for your own safety. Sometimes you're not ready to go higher. God is protecting you from yourself because he knows that you can't handle going higher. Sometimes he's hiding you, preparing you to be ready. That gave me a million thoughts that I'll save for another email.
It seems like God fucks with you a lot.
Sometimes it's so dark you can't see which way to go.
Wait, can you read the sentence before that?
The email? It makes you think so many thoughts that we'll write about
the one that ends with email.
That gave me a million thoughts. I'll save that for another email.
Thank you. Okay, continue.
Sometimes it's so dark that you can't see which way to go. But just like air traffic control had to give us permission to go higher this morning, I wanted to give you permission to go higher. Climb! The weather is so much better up there. The sun is shining bright up higher. Stop living your life so low.
But Tyler, what if God won't let me go any higher?
Now it's not going to be easy to get through those clouds. You're going to have to hold your head up and use all the strength in your soul to get through, but you will. Use prayer as your fuel and go higher. You've just been given permission to climb higher, fly above it all.
I thought God was the person
Talk soon. Tyler Perry.
Yay!
I wish this was a conversation. I have so many questions for Tyler. Why is God simultaneously holding us down and wanting us to go higher?
Firstly, the footprints were there because I was carrying you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's, well, good way to end it. That's a what? Laugh line.
What?
Because I literally wasn't even listening.
That's fun.
So it's fine.
Hate crime to
I
me.
I didn't get it.
I know.
I didn't get
the
your
footsteps
joke.
Poem.
The footsteps poster.
Nope.
No recollection. Nope. You know where the footsteps are on the beach? There's nope. One set of friends. Nope. There's Jesus wires. There's one set of friends. He goes, because I was carrying you. You've nope. Literally never heard that before.
Heard that
have you ever seen a poster where they have the cat hanging from a branch and says, hang in there, baby?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at least it's not so clueless.
Atheism is winning, is what we learned here, folks. No, that cat does not fucking believe in God.
Hang in there, baby. Are you going to get Mark Maron's new book?
I just didn't want that cat to fall.
Does it make you nervous?
I just think that it should hang in there.
It should.
I agree with the poster should. As well.
We have a voicemail.
We do have a voicemail.
Yay.
Whoops, sorry. This is going to happen. And one more time.
Okay. Kevin and Bean plays voicemails.
Oh my God.
Oh, they do?
It's called the Afro Line.
I just threw this computer at your head in my mind. But it's
where
Landon's
did Kevin
work computer
and Bean come up with the great idea of doing voicemails?
I know. I had such an original
did
thought
they
when we
the
did
phone
voicemails.
Too, by the way?
They were probably doing radio before they even had voicemails.
Probably, yeah.
I think they definitely were.
Hey, if you guys start listening to this...
We should promote more Kevin and Bean stuff. Craddock.
Kevin Bean's a great show. They're not even close to Kid Craddock. You can't compare them to Kid Craddock. It's not Kiss FM.
No.
It's K-Rock.
And the difference is that the difference between Kid Craddock and Kevin and Bean is the difference between Kevin and Bean and Howard Stern. And the difference between Howard Stern and Don Imus is
Howard
the same
Stern and Kevin and Bean are all closer. But Kevin and Bean still is on regular radio. So. And so they can't do all that stuff.
They can't say.
They do a lot.
They can't say FERC.
They can't say FERC.
I'm G-chatting you.
Radio is usually the highest form of
flattery.
Art. And...
You guys need to listen to it.
Yeah.
Everybody listen to it at home.
I mean, you can tell by the way we're talking about it that we are interested. So,
I'm really excited to start listening to this. All right. Do we have voicemail?
We do. Here we go. Hold on.
Okay. Ready?
Hey, that being said, I have a question.
Do you?
I don't know how, where to start. Let's see. I am working at a theater right now, and one of the shows they put on was called The Motherfucker with the Hat, and they held auditions, and it's like a multi ethnic cast of characters by Stephen Adley Gurgis, and they ended up casting for the lead woman
Today, Junior.
Wait, what is that? You missed it. Thanks, Kozak.
Good timing, asshole.
A black woman, but it's a Latino role. And so I'm just wondering if you guys think that's racist. Anyway, have a great day. Bye.
What a
it's
bizarre.
Not racist because they're not white people.
Long question. End of discussion.
I don't think. I mean, are we answering this honestly? I don't think that kind of thing is racist. I think
if the role is meant specifically for a Latino and they cast a black woman, it's not racist. It's just sort of. Why would you
do that? Unless nobody showed up that was good.
Exactly.
Which could have very well
if it was written for an Asian and they cast a white person, that'd be racist.
Theater and film, like, stuff like that, like, when it's
so
art.
So silly.
It's like...
You don't have to be Italian to sing an Italian opera.
You weren't Italian and you played an Italian. Will you reprise your role for 1 second?
Oh my god. Yeah. Are you talking about his Christmas Carol?
Yes! No, not Christmas Carol.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Mr. Martini. Mr. Martini! Mr. Martini!
Now
that is racist.
Mr. Josh Bailey, why do you drink so much?
That was my favorite. I wish that you could have watched all of our faces when you walked down stage doing that accent. I just went like this.
I didn't know what to do.
I've never been happier.
Racism to me is all like pornography, you know? Like, you know when it's you like, see when, it. You know it when you see it. You know, it's
and
like,
Kozak was definitely being racist.
And not everyone does. Yeah, Kozak was definitely being racist. Yeah.
I'm going to write a play for your little one axe where it's starring you. I'll write that the character's name is Aaron
I'm
Kozak.
I'm not going to be in it.
And he's Italian. And I just wrote it. It writes itself. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm very excited about that. I forgot about Mr. Martini. Thank you, caller, for reminding me.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that
you,
was
caller.
Too long of a message.
That was
though.
A very
that was not,
winding
that was
question.
Winding,
could have just, been more succinct.
You know what we need is to be more critical of our huge number of
callers.
Voicemail callers.
I agree with you. Hey, call in. It's fun. We're going to tear
what?
You apart.
That's not a very good call. Not
we're
going to
rip you
call.
To shreds.
Really not a strong call.
It's kind of a piece
maybe
of shit.
Maybe cut it down. Maybe be more succinct. We don't have a lot of time.
Write the shit down.
We
don't
write it down, man.
Call.
We
mean,
are busy
get to the point.
People.
Jesus Christ.
Busy
all I'm
fucking
saying
people.
To you. Get to the point.
All just to plug his theater company, too.
Jesus.
He didn't even say the name of it.
Yeah, but he said the name of the play. That's just, like, plugging.
Guys. I, for one, am happy that we're back, even though Grouchy Pants to my left apparently is.
Hey, there's a Grouchy Pants to your right.
Ah, come all grouchy. On. I'm not grouchy.
No, Anna's actually busy. Anna's not grouchy.
I'm busy.
Because I'm through my busy. I'm through busy. My shooting, and now I'm on the fun stuff.
Oh, I'm back into busy again. Now I have the other play going on.
I never left the busy.
I am going to Coachella.
Guys, Kozak is pregnant. That was our big announcement. Guys. Very excited.
Who else is headlining second week of Coachella?
Oh God, I just found out today. I really don't even know. I know Lumineers and I know Wu-Tang Clan and Red Hot Chili Peppers and Blur.
I'm excited about Blur and Wu-Tang.
And that's all I can remember.
Hey, are you on Twitter?
No. Oh, I am. Yes,
you,
I am.
You are on Twitter. Follow me at Being Said.
At Being Said.
Kozak, what are you?
Kozak the winner.
Landon, what are you? Hey, do you want to leave us a voicemail and be ripped to shreds?
323-761-9382.
323-761-9382. Write your shit down.
Hey,
write your shit down.
Do you
want to
send me a status update or news on the news? That's where we get the majority of our stories from.
She'll make fun of you then, too.
That being said, podcast@gmail.com.
The
show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
The show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
I was wrong. That's all we got.
Is it though?
Is that all?
Is that all we got?
Is that all? And we have titties.
Titties.
Tiggle bitties.
Tiggle bitties.
Guys, I'm Anna Youngblood.
I'm Aaron Kozak.
And I am the Florida man who wanted to be the tampon. End of the story. End of story.